paranormal experiences don't really work to a timescale, and therefore, we invite you to listen to a dark minisode.
Hello everyone and welcome back to this week's Dark Minisode. Now, of course, we are in the second half of Season 20, so I will hopefully have some good news for those who are asking about Apple subscriptions next week, touch wood. And don't forget, we are of course giving everyone a free week access trial to the highest tier of our Patreon. Just head over to patreon.com/thedarkparanormal, but make sure it's from a laptop or your mobile web browser. You currently can't do anything in the iOS app, I believe. I believe they're working on that, but at the moment, just go to the website or click the link in the show notes. Now today, we have an experience which has been shared with us from Bethany. That was shared with her from her sister, who she wants us to call Margot, because she does not wish to be identified. Now the experience that we will cover, like all good experiences should, throws up more questions than it does answers. And I really love these types of minisode. Now of course, minisodes are one of those experiences which are not long enough for a full episode of The Dark Paranormal. And sometimes people may think, I won't send my experience in because it's not long enough. Believe me, we use paragraph-long experiences for Dark Bites for our Patreons. If you've had an encounter of any type with the paranormal, please do send it in regardless. The link is in the show notes below, or you can go to the website and click on Submit My Experience, because sharing your experience genuinely does help other people. I would say that flippantly if it wasn't the case. But I have real-life examples of where people have emailed in and said, after hearing X, I now understand Y. So not only might your short experience help someone, it also relieves you of any ideas you made the whole thing up. The amount of emails we now receive that begin with, after listening to other people's experiences, I've decided to share mine, is literally over half the emails we receive. So, please, if you're sitting on an experience, do send it in. But right now, we're going to hear from Bethany, who writes, I think this is a story more for Dark Bites or a minisode. So, this is actually my sister's story. But it's one that's always stuck with me ever since she told me a long time ago. But something I was watching tonight reminded me of it, and I thought, I should send this story to Kevin. So, I called her, and she retold me the story as best she could remember. She doesn't want her name used. She said you can call her Margot. But you can use my name, Bethany. You may also use our actual place where we lived, and where it happened, East Tennessee. And the patient, she can't remember her name. So we can go with whatever. Sarah, I guess, will be fine. So here it goes. So my sister, Margot, was a brand new nurse, an RN, fresh out of nursing school, and at this time she was working in home healthcare. She had to go round and visit patients at their homes, and one day she was sent out to a house in the middle of nowhere to see a 16-year-old girl. The fact this was in the middle of nowhere, in the boonies, isn't weird in itself, considering we were born and raised on the back roads of East Tennessee. So as her GPS said she'd made it to the destination, she looks up, and it's this long, steep, gravel driveway. So she drives up, and when she gets to the top of this park, she's like, shit, there's no way to turn around. I'm going to have to back down out of this driveway, / death trap, when I leave. But it's the job, what can you do? So once she got her folders and her nursing bag, she got out of the car and began walking up the sidewalk. Then she started getting this strange feeling. Looking back, she says she realizes it was a sense of dread. She also said, and I quote, "You know that weird feeling in your belly that makes you feel like you're gonna crap yourself all of a sudden? That feeling." Now, my sister is a huge scaredy cat, just for context. But she won't let anything keep her from her job. She is an amazing nurse. And she also said, and again I quote, "I felt like the air was almost heavy. Or maybe it was just the isolation of the place and me being paranoid. But something just didn't feel right about this whole situation. But I figured it was me being stupid. So I just chalked it up to the fact this was only my third week of doing home healthcare. Basically, she wasn't going to let it get in the way of her job. So she sucked it up and headed in. When the parents ushered her in, she could tell they were stressed. They looked like they hadn't slept much, and her heart went out to them. So my sister sat them down to have a talk, and as she spoke with the parents, she asked where the patient, their daughter, was. They said, 'Oh, she's in her room. It's through there.' They stand up and beckon my sister to follow. Of course, she does, and they walk a short way down the hall and get to the door. They knock and holler the girl's name, letting her know that the nurse, my sister, was there to see her. But the patient didn't reply. As they were hollering for the girl, this is when my sister noticed something odd. A lock on the outside of the girl's room. They got the keys out and they tell my sister they know it looks odd, but they said their daughter was locked in the room as a safety precaution for them. Red flag number one, said my sister to me. The parents unlocked the door, called the girl's name, and once the door was open, they let my sister in and shut the door behind her. She thought that was a bit strange, but whatever. She was a pro and she didn't let it faze her. When she got inside the room, the girl wasn't in bed. But my sister could hear her in the ensuite bathroom. So my sister called her name and announced herself and introduced herself as the nurse, and saying she was there to check up with her. As my sister was waiting for the girl to be done in the bathroom, she was kind of just looking around the girl's room. There were pictures of herself and her friends, maybe some family, hanging on a full-length mirror. How young girls do. So my sister starts looking at these photos, trying to get a sense of who this young girl had once been. As she's looking at the mirror, something all of a sudden catches her eye. Standing behind her across the room was the girl. She was just stood there in the bathroom doorway, staring at my sister. Naturally, my sister turns around to introduce herself, but before she could, the girl let out this awful shriek. And when she did, my sister noticed something that she says she will never forget for as long as she lives. Let's take a quick break to tell you about a wonderful product. Did you know there are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our world? From the food we eat to the air we breathe, even the skincare we use, they could be messing with your hormones and making you feel like you're stuck in a mystery of your own. And just like a plot twist in a true crime story or one of those unexpected scary moments in our submitters' experiences, hormonal changes like premenopause or menopause can strike at the most unexpected times. And suddenly you're dealing with mood swings, sleepless nights, and all those other symptoms that make you feel like you're losing control. But here's the good news. This is one mystery you can solve with Happy Mammoth. Just take the 2-minute free quiz from Happy Mammoth, answer a few simple questions about what you're experiencing and where you're at in life, and you'll uncover the real culprit behind your hormonal symptoms. And the best part? After taking the quiz, you'll get a personalized recommendation to help you balance your hormones so you can feel like yourself again. The results are impressive. There are over 40,000 reviews on their website. Women cannot stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. According to a survey, 86% of the women started losing weight, 77% say it improved their mood, and the biggest benefit? 100% of the women surveyed said they're feeling like themselves again. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code DARKPARANORMAL at checkout. That's happymammoth.com, and use the code DARKPARANORMAL for 15% off today. And this was the reason for nightmares that were quite constant for a while for Margot. The girl's eyes were completely black. Jet black. Margot says, "I remember they were shiny. I know that's probably not important to anyone else, but I think small little things like that are important, because that's what I always see in my nightmares and in my head, the shininess of them." End quote. So my sister is standing there frozen because of these eyes. But if that wasn't bad enough, the girl startled my sister out of her frozen state by leaping across the room onto her bed, landing perfectly in a crouched position with one fist into the mattress and one knee raised, like when a superhero lands on the floor after falling from the sky, but never losing eye contact with my sister. Then the girl began to tilt her head back and forth, like a dog might do when it's confused or curious. And my sister said she realized this child is acting like a wild animal. At this point, my sister was done. She'd seen enough, she wasn't about to stick around for any more weirdness, and she bolted from that room as fast as she could. She could feel a panic attack coming on, and thankfully, the parents hadn't locked her in. They'd just closed the door behind her, which my sister was eternally grateful for. She ran directly to her car, locked all the doors, and called her manager and said, "I'm not going back in that house. I can't. Someone else is going to have to take this case over. I'll never come to this house again. You can fire me, do what you need to do, but I will not be coming back to this house." And then she hung up the phone. And then she remembered the driveway. She'd have to back down that narrow, gravel-long mess. And after what she'd just experienced, the last thing she needed was to be stuck here, or to crash on that dangerous driveway. But she was hell-bent on getting out of there before the parents came bursting from the door to try and talk her back in. Or worse, she kept imagining turning her head back to the house from backing down the drive and seeing the girl stood there looking into her eyes again. Well, she did it. She got down the driveway with no problems, and she says she doesn't even remember how she got down the driveway. So, I wish there was a grand conclusion for you. I wish I could say that her manager or another nurse has another story that ties things together, because there are so many questions that require an answer. But we do not have them. That's all there is. My sister soon got out of home healthcare shortly after that, because of this very experience. She said you could not pay her enough to go back to doing home health. She now works a great job in a cancer infusion centre, a very rewarding job that she loves. I wrote down word for word everything she told me as she told it, so I do have her permission to submit this. You can use my name, Bethany, but my sister, as I say, would rather you not use hers. The patient's name, again, as I stated, I can't recall. Sarah or something like that, but it does not matter. All that matters is what took place. Again, you can use the real location, East Tennessee, and my name, Bethany. If you have any questions or if something doesn't make sense, please let me know on the below information. I hope this makes it to either Dark Bites or a minisode. As you can see, it's not really a story long enough for the main show. I just want you to know, I've been listening to you from day one, and I appreciate all that you do. I've watched the show grow from just barely anyone giving a dollar for your cup of coffee to what it is now. Something amazing. And more importantly, it's a place that is safe for people to share their experiences. And that means a lot. Thank you, Kev. Love, Bethany. Well, Bethany and Margot, Thank you so much for this experience for this week's Dark Minisode. That is truly one of the most amazing cases I think we've covered on a minisode, and 100% believable from my point of view, in the way it's told, in the way you've gathered the information from Margot. And also it reminds me of a very similar story, which I believe is available on YouTube. There is an interview with a police officer where they're talking about police officers' encounters with the paranormal. And he describes a case of being called to a domestic disturbance. And he's replying to a call from a neighbour who's heard screams coming from the house. When he turns up, he's greeted by the son of this family of three in rural America. And the two parents are both in their 60s, the son is in his 30s. But what the officer notices first is the fact that the son has a torn t-shirt with blood on it. So automatically he's very vigilant. The father then appears, hands ringing, and he thinks something really bad has happened. They explain they need his mother and the other gentleman's wife to be taken away, as she's no longer safe for herself or for them. The officer says he's dealt with many people who have mental issues, where he's turned up and dealt with a similar incident, but this particular one gave a creepy vibe over him immediately, and he knew this was different than the usual. When both him and his partner go upstairs, there is a lady in her 60s, in a long nightgown, pale, thin, muttering to herself, and frantically pacing back and forth. The officer tries to calm her down, which succeeds, although he says she's kind of looking straight through him, and when they manage to calmly restrain her and place her in the vehicle, they do a quick sweep of the home before speaking to the father or the son, just to see if there's any evidence of any sort of abuse. What they find is a room with a lock on the outside, and when they open it, there are claw marks on the door, and inside the bed is tipped over, things which this frail lady couldn't possibly have done by herself. When they interview the father and son, they both claim, as they calm down, that she can go into fits of rage, which is why the boy's shirt was scratched and torn and he was covered in his own blood, and that they both believed their mother was possessed. Given the unnatural feat of strength by moving this furniture, by throwing her son, they say she was speaking in a man's gravelly voice, they fully believed she was possessed. And the officer on this program says it's the only time he's genuinely thought this is a case of possession. Now, phenomenal strength, talking in tongues, etc., they are two of the signs of possession. And it's interesting in this case from Bethany that, for example, even the leap from a doorway to a bed to land in a crouched position. I don't think there's been any point in my life, not that I was overly athletic, that I could have pulled off any such feat. And even if I could, I doubt even at my prime I could do it without ever removing my eyes from a single individual in the room. So, Bethany, thank you so much for one of the most terrifying and intriguing episodes I think we've had for a dark minisode. Now guys, don't forget, we are offering throughout the month of June for our 20th anniversary a free week trial of our Patreon. Head over to patreon.com/thedarkparanormal in the link below, and you'll be able to have full access to the highest tier for a full week. I hope you enjoy if you try. If it's not for you, then thank you for giving it a go. And don't forget, if you have your own experience, or like Bethany, a relative's experience or a friend's experience who gives you explicit permission to use their story, then you can head to our website, thedarkparanormal.com, click on Submit My Experience, or once again, click the link in the show notes and you'll be able to submit your experience right there. But in the meantime, stay safe, take care, and I'll speak to you soon.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.